Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Metro is expected to choose a CEO for the city-owned Safety Net Hospital this evening. That board is meeting right now. Yesterday, a committee recommended Dr. Veronica Elders. She's already serving as the interim CEO at Nashville General Hospital. Her competitor, Dr. Keith Churchwell, is somewhat of an outsider. His family is from here in Nashville, but his career has taken place mostly outside the city at other cash-strapped public service hospitals with ties to medical schools. Since 2018, Andrew Jackson's Nashville home has offered a tour about slavery. Now, WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports the Hermitage is revising that tour.
Over the course of his life, Jackson and his family enslaved more than 300 people. The new version of the In Their Footsteps tour seeks to be more upfront about Jackson's brutality, says Cody Youngblood, a director at the Hermitage.
We have been more open and honest about the abuses that Jackson ordered, physical, psychological.
But some, like Bridget Jones, a historian who has crafted tours at plantations, feel that the Hermitage is still missing the mark.
It's my belief that if you are selling tickets to a tour that is about slavery, then that institution is still profiting off of enslavement, which is still an ethical dilemma.
A ticket costs $50, all of which goes back to the Hermitage. Jones says she'd like to see those dollars go toward a scholarship fund for the descendants of people who were enslaved. Jamel Campbell Gooch is one of those descendants. He agrees. But before that, he says, the Hermitage has yet to take a crucial step.
They have never officially apologized for the harm that they have caused generations of the descendants of African chattel slaves.
While the Hermitage has engaged with descendants over the years, it did not for this updated tour, which will officially open in July. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The Hermitage says proceeds go back into preservation of the site and education. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.